Shabbat Shalom. Our Torah is an amazing book. Amazing because of compelling stories. Amazing that for 3,000 years, we as a people have felt the need to continue to read it and learn from it, and that each time we learn something new, and that something new is also something old. And it's also amazing because our Torah happens on many levels at the exact same time. This morning, we get a story where Moses tells the people Israel, when you cross over to the Jordan, you're going to go up on top of Mount Gerizim and on top of Mount Ebal, and you're going to declare, you're going to shout out the blessings on Gerizim, the curses on Ebal, and you're going to shout out so all the people know that if you do good, you get to go on Mount Gerizim and get the blessings, and if you do bad, you're stuck on Mount Ebal with the curses. And this story is important because it's a compelling, fascinating story. Imagine the top of mountains and these blessings are called out. It's also interesting and important as part of our national drama that to think that part of the actions of becoming the state of Israel, the nation of Israel with a homeland, involves reading out these declarations. In some ways, these two blessings and curses are our declaration of independence. We shout out to the world, we know that we can do well if we follow God's ways. It's also important for us to remember that at all times, or at least most of the time, the Torah is not just speaking to our history, but to our present. And if you take that as the truth, and you take this entire story not as a literal story, but as a metaphor, then at the same time as those other things are happening, then these two mountains move from physical heights to internal spiritual foundations. That inside each of us is a Har Gerizim and a Har Ebal. And it is our job, every so often, to take the easy, beautiful path up Mount Ebal inside of us, to see how wonderful and easy the world can be and how tasty all of its delicious things can be, and then get to the top and look out, Re'eh, the name of our parsha, and see that when we take the easy path, when we follow our evil inclination, it is good for a little bit, but when we're at the top of that height, we can look out and see all the damage we cause along the way, the people we hurt, the relationships we end, the pain we can cause when we don't think, when we don't take what is often the harder path, when we give in to our evil inclination. And it is our job also to go to that other internal spiritual mountain and take the difficult trek up, climb hard, feel our calloused hands as we climb to the top of the mountain and look out that even though that path was harder, look out at the green pastures, the blessings, the way we can make our loved ones feel, the families, the communities we can build, the lasting legacies we can leave behind when we choose to follow our good inclination, our inclination to do right, to take the difficult path, to stand up for what we know to be true. So this Shabbat, I hope we can learn from the Torah. Because our lives also happen in layers. When we say hello to someone, we're just saying hi. But we're also maybe starting a relationship. And maybe we're also acting out our internal desire for someone to say hi to us. At the same time, all of these things are happening just as in our Torah at the same time. All of these levels are happening. So I wish us the chance to build a national history and to reach inside and climb the heights of Mount Gerizim so that we can leave behind a beautiful, moral, wonderful legacy after ourselves. And with that, I say Shabbat Shalom.